This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
If you heard this one, but I want to share this one because this cannot stand. It's unconstitutional, we're now told by a federal judge, including the president, to block Twitter followers. And that's absolute nonsense. The freedom of speech is not curtailed just because I don't have to listen to you. If you're obnoxious and you want to send me nasty messages, just because I'm elected to public office doesn't mean I have to sit there and take it. But according to a judge responding to a lawsuit brought by Columbia University's Knight First Amendment Institute, argued that Twitter users blocked by Donald Trump had their First Amendment rights violated. It came out yesterday, a federal judge hearing a case ruled that Twitter's interactive space where users can interact with Trump's tweets qualifies as a public forum, and that blocking users unconstitutionally restricts their speech. That's nonsense. My forum, I'm not required to listen to what you have to say. And I think this will get, if it goes to the Supreme Court, there's no way such a foolish ruling could stand. But I don't know. Maybe I need a more, you know, sane bit of input. I'll get that from Congressman Tim Walberg, joining me from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Yeah. So if you block somebody from your social media, I guess that's unconstitutional now.
Not in my mind.
No, not in mine either. I mean, I'm not blocking your freedom.
I've been sworn to uphold the Constitution a good number of times now when I've taken oath of office, and I have a understanding of the Constitution, I guess, as compatible with the Constitution as any judge. So we've got some judges out there that are activists.
Certainly.
And make these crazy decisions simply on political issues, and they believe they're doing good for the country by holding back conservative ideas. But in the end, the people have said they're wrong.
Yeah. And this will get, I think this will get overturned. I don't think somebody has to subject themselves to, you don't have to sit and listen to the hecklers. It's not required. I don't believe. And, you know, they have the right to freedom of speech, but you're not required to listen to it at any rate. All right. So some breaking news here. I'll get a quick bit of input from you on this. Breaking news, North Korea claims it has finished the demolition of its nuclear site. As we move towards, I still anticipate the summit on the 12th of June in Singapore with Kim Jong-un and the president. I don't know. There's some question of whether it's going to happen now. Could be delayed. Not quite sure. But good news if it's true that their nuclear test facility has been dismantled and destroyed. What would you say?
Well, good news that President Trump has said all along that if the summit takes place, fine. If it doesn't, that's fine. We're going to continue on doing what we need to do. And I think he said about the Korean summit, we're going to verify everything that we talk about. So the North Koreans can say they've finished demolition of their nuclear facilities, but that will not be concluded until we conclude that.
Why is it, you know, even when, and I'm back up in the story just a little bit, when the three men came home that had been held in North Korea, the three American citizens came home here a couple of weeks ago at 3 a.m, and there's the president standing there to meet them, along with the first lady, which I thought was terrific, you know, and a terrific moment to be an American. And yet the left attacks him for saying something nice about Kim Jong-un releasing the, you know, he did a great thing here or whatever was said. Is there not a moment now in America where people can just put everything aside and say, hey, we're all Americans at this moment, at least? I mean, is that just gone from the conversation?
I would hope not. But again, this has been such a disruption in the minds of the left that never expected this president. And once he became president, they certainly expected him to fail in every way, shape, or form. And in fact, he's succeeding in great ways. And then to bring these people home through a negotiating process, it shows the level of angst that's out there and the media that will continue to report it. There are Democrats here in Washington who are my good friends and colleagues who aren't acting that way, but they won't be portrayed that way. It'll be the ones that, like Chuck Schumer, that continue to find no place in their dialogue in saying, well, President, we congratulate you. Well done on that.
Yeah. But don't you think, I mean, you're spending time right now, obviously, you're gearing up and heading toward election mode, right? So you're out there, you're talking to people, shaking hands, people you agree with, some you don't. Don't you think there's a sense of fatigue when it comes to all of this? He's wrong, we must attack, you know, Donald Trump, whether it's, you know, porn stars or his son-in-law, this, whatever they can attack him for, they attack. Don't you think the average American citizen is just like, man, I've had enough of that. You've got nothing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm hearing it from all sides. And at the very worst, we're hearing, come on, get along. And that's a good admonition. And we will do it as we can, as long as we can continue to move the country forward. There are some times when you have to battle. And I would say that to my Democrat colleagues, if they believe so strongly, then they have to battle back. But there are certainly American citizens across the board in a predominance that say, it's time for America to get over this, to go on. Let's be Americans and let's achieve things together. And when good things happen, let's say, great, thank you, congratulations. When there are bad things we need to continue fighting for or against, then do that. But no, I think you look at the polls that are coming out now, Reuters and others, and not even talking about the political direction, but just simply the right track, wrong track polls. They're saying we're on the right track.
And also showing
from
that
a majority of people now across the United States saying that we are on the right track. Economy's going strong.
Yep.
We're feeling strengthened in the world. World leaders around the world are looking at America again as the biggest player on the field.
And the generic
the one
ballot.
Who they need response from, and they're requesting those responses.
The generic ballot from Reuters here a day or two ago is what really caught my attention. Republicans, you guys, have a lead on a generic ballot for the first time. Remember, the Democrats held a 16-point lead on a generic ballot just last fall. So now they're showing the Republicans taking a lead in just, you know, a Republican against a Democrat, obviously not the specific races. But to show the Republicans leading means that tax reform is working, the leadership is working, jobs coming home is working. Nobody likes the debt, never will, but overall people, like you said, the direction they seem to be embracing that.
Oh, absolutely. And the tax cut plan is working, absolutely working. Jobs are being created all over the United States. Investment in capital changes and upgrades are going on in companies all over. So no, that there's a sense that we are back. And the only way we deal with the debt and spend that down is by growing the economy and then not spending it all here in Washington. And that's the challenge when you have a person like Chuck Schumer that's willing to filibuster everything and stop the movement forward that frankly is coming from the House, going the right direction in reducing the expenditures and put ourselves back on non-deficit spending and the like.
Yeah,
but that's what we deal with, and the people will have to decide this coming election what they want to do. Do they want to go backwards and accept the policies of last administration that really floundered our country, and a Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, or do they want to move forward with a disruptive environment, but a disruptive environment that is changing things back to what made this country great and allowing the people to decide what their economy is going to be like by having more money in their own pockets. So no, things are going well, but you and I both know, Steve, that Republicans can snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory at any point in time.
Yeah, so. But every now and then you have a big win like you did in 2016. So, you know, don't count. Yeah. But you're right about both things that you say. You're right about that. Hold tight. Congressman Tim Walberg here. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the Gang of Eight. What we might learn today could be big news. Congressman Tim Walberg here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.